Do you ever look around and think, who the hell am I? What do I want out of life? What do I even do for fun? Yeah, I know the feeling. Hey, I'm Megan. I'm married to my high school sweetheart and we had 3 kids before the age of 24. I was so busy trying to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be that I never slowed down long enough to ask, is this what I want? I had no idea who I was and what was going to make me happy. And while I'm still trying to figure that out, I've come a long way, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know you want more too, and I want us to do this together. I want to be real with you. No sugar-coated bullshit here. Each week, we'll tackle different subjects ranging from career, health, relationships, parenting, and more. I'll be sharing stories from my personal life, as well as interviewing some pretty cool guests. Together, we'll unlock our ambition and reach for more. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Unlocking Your Ambition podcast. My name is Megan. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Today is going to be, I think, a quick episode, but I wanted to chat a little bit about, where we're at right now and, you know, kind of bring you on this journey with me. So I mentioned I did a whole episode on, you know, where my family is right now and how, you know, as of right now, because the school year is over officially, we are done with elementary school. And so that is a pretty big transition, I think, for us here in the Ettinger household. But something else that we have is we have a high school senior. And that means lots of things, right? This is a very exciting year for him. You know, he's an athlete, so he's got lots of athletic events to look forward to. He's got some goals that he's chasing after, and we're here to support him through all of that. And of course, college, right? And I wanted to chat about the whole college thing today because let's back up. He went to a trade school. So he goes to a trade school here where we live. And so 4 years ago, this time 4 years ago, we had kind of ruled college out of his plan. Not entirely, because, you know, we do believe in education and having a marketable skill and being qualified for whatever job that you have. But when we went to tour this school when he was in eighth grade and we were trying to figure out, you know, if he was going to go to his feeder pattern school or if this would be a better option for him, we were in one of the shops. And I really wish I could remember if it was masonry or electric or plumbing. I don't remember. But I do remember this clear as day. So we were in there and they had some of the seniors in there working on, you know, some of the projects that they had going on. And one of the parents asked the shop teacher, yes, but if my kid goes to this school, can they still go to college? And the teacher looked her right in the face with a straight face and said, why would you want them to? And he further went on to explain that the kids leaving his particular shop were making anywhere between like $20, $30, $40, $50, $60 an hour, you know, for some kids. So he was like, why in the world would you want them to not go to work and make really good money and instead go to college and accumulate all of this debt? Like what good comes from that? Like, why would you want that? And honestly, she didn't have a good answer for him. And I think that she was really surprised by his answer. And I was surprised that she was surprised. Like, again, if I do believe in keeping yourself educated and keeping your skills fresh, and I understand that these kids need education beyond high school in order to excel in whatever career that that they choose, whether it was, you know, electric, plumbing, whatever, there's certifications. Like, you don't have to go to college to be considered for a job anymore. And there's a lot that is behind this for me. Okay, so don't come at me if you violently disagree with this decision, then this episode isn't for you. I graduated high school in 2004, which means that the people that I graduated high school with, because remember, I did not go to college right away, the people that I graduated high school with graduated college in 2008. So everyone that I knew was graduating college into a job market where there was no room for them. There were no opportunities. And so many of them ended up jobless or in, you know, jobs that they were way overqualified for, not making what they were worth, unable to pay back their student loans, unable to buy a house. You know, they had to stay home with their parents longer than what they expected. And so many of them went straight for a master's degree because that became the new requirement. You know, having a bachelor's degree was just as good as having a high school diploma, you know, 20 years before that. So everybody goes back for their master's degree. And now they come out of their master's degree program and they want to go right into like middle and upper management. And that's not how it works either. So now they have even more debt. And again, they're being offered jobs that are below what they expected to have. And it just created this, in my opinion, total chaos. And, you know, again, I'm not against going to college and getting, you know, your degree and your master's degree. My husband has his master's degree. So I'm not against it. I do see the value in an education. I don't believe that college is for everyone. And I think that as parents, we need to be open to other avenues, right? So there are lots of other ways to raise a productive member of society without forcing them into a college setting if that's not what they want. So just be mindful. Just be mindful. Have these conversations with your kids. You know, when I was 17, 16, when I was a junior, 16 years old, looking at colleges, I had no idea what the fuck I wanted to do. You know, I thought that my options were, you know, something medical, like doctor, nurse, lawyer, teacher, or like something in an office somewhere. And something in an office somewhere, I had no idea what people did in office, like 9-to-5 jobs. I had quite literally not a clue. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to be a teacher. And given the last couple years, I'm so glad that did not work out for me. God bless our teachers. You are total rock stars. I don't know how you've done it. I don't know how you did it in the first place, but especially over these last couple years, you are actual superhumans. Anyway, all of that being said, Timmy ended up in the nursing program. So he is currently getting ready to test for his CNA, which is Certified Nursing Assistant, which will make him qualified to work in certain settings, in medical medical settings. So he's got opportunities to work in settings like nursing homes, things like that. And he could stop there. That could be it, you know? But it is a trade and it does require more learning if he wants to advance in his career, much like, you know, if he would have done another trade. There would have been some other follow-up education, most likely, that he would have needed, just not necessarily college. And we were very open, very, very open to that. But anyway, so he did end up in the nursing program. So he is going to need a four-year, like a regular four-year college, if he is going to go for his registered nurse, which opens up, you know, lots of doors of opportunity for him. So that is what we are working with currently. You know, and because he is an athlete and he wants to pursue, you know, playing on a college team, and he knows what he wants to do, so he has criteria of his own. You know, a school that he's going to go to must have a wrestling team that he can play on, and they must have an excellent nursing program. And the reason for that is because we have a community college here where we live that has an extraordinary nursing program. And if he's going to go away to college, then the nursing program at whatever school that he goes to needs to be, you know, at the same or higher level. So that's his criteria. And when, again, when I was looking at schools and when Drew was looking at schools, Drew had more of an idea of what he wanted to do. He knew he wanted to do like business accounting-ish type of stuff. And so, but most schools offer, you know, some kind of business or accounting program. So it wasn't like a specialty thing. And again, I had no idea, you know, teaching sounded good at the time. And again, you know, I don't know, maybe I was just a little less educated. Maybe my mom was doing this research. I have no idea, but I didn't have lots of criteria. I just picked a couple places that looked good, that weren't like super far away, and applied. I'm pretty sure Drew did the same thing. And now here we are. We have like all of this criteria. It has to have a wrestling team. It has to have this nursing program. And it has to be an overall good fit for him. He doesn't want to be in a city somewhere. He doesn't want to go to like a really big school where he's going to be like a small fish in a big pond. So like we're doing a lot of research, and all of this is brand new to us because Drew and I both, neither one of us ended up actually going to college straight out of high school. We went, we took different paths. So, you know, and the price. I mean, we cannot ignore the price of college. And I know that that is something that is really weighing on my son. And, you know, we're having lots of conversations about, you know, what's reasonable, what's not reasonable, what's realistic, what's not realistic, what we can do in terms of like helping him, what we can't do, you know, and just constantly reminding him that he is not alone, that he does have a support system. And, you know, he does have a life here. He has a girlfriend, he's got other things. So like, I know he doesn't want to be super far away either. Even though I think going away is going to be actually really good for him. He's already like, he already does his own laundry and cooks his own food and does all of that. So I don't have any worries there. I just think that, I don't know. I didn't get that opportunity to like go away and have a college experience. And I think there is something to be said for that if you are going to college. So anyway, we're having all of these conversations and it's been really, really interesting. So I don't know if you have kids at this age that are going through all of these same things. If so, please connect with me on Instagram. It's at Megan Ettinger on Instagram. I would love to chat with you about your experience. If you have any suggestions as far as, you know, applying for scholarships or grants or anything along those lines, really open for any kind of feedback here. Or if there's, you know, just certain approaches or conversations that you're having with your kids when it comes to like what their next step is. What are they doing after high school, and why do they think that that's a good idea for them? You know, it's all new here for us, and you know, Timmy will be at, you know, he'll have to pick a place, he'll have to apply, and then, you know, this time next year he'll be on his way there. And then, you know, a couple years later we'll have to do it two more times because Nick and Katie are back to back in grades, even though they're 2 years apart, just the way their birthdays fall. She's going to be in sixth grade this year and he's going to be in seventh grade. So we will get through this with Timmy. We're going to learn a lot, and then we'll have to do it two more times, right back to back. And, but again, who knows, maybe they won't go to like a traditional 4-year college. We're still very much open to that idea and making sure that, we're supporting our kids and finding the best path for them, not necessarily what we were taught growing up, which was you had to go to college or you basically were not going to amount to anything. That is not the message that I want to send my kids. I want them to know that, you know, they do have to, you know, support themselves. They do have to have some kind of education, but they don't necessarily need a 4-year college degree to do that. And so even with the little ones, we talk a lot about, you know, what kind of job they might want when they grow up. You know, are they okay working, you know, 60 or 70 hours a week if they know that that means that their spouse or significant other can stay home with the kids and not have to work? Because that sounds really nice in theory, but what that also likely means is that they're going to be missing dinners with their families. They are going to be missing, you know, athletic events or recitals or whatever else happens, you know, during the week, and possibly on the weekends. You know, and just understanding that that work-life balance is important, right? You know, what kind of lifestyle do they want to live? What kind of parent do they want to be? All of those things should go into what you pick for your career path, in my opinion. So that way, you know, my biggest fear is that, number one, we force them into a situation that is not good for them with the college route. And number two, they end up in a career path and a job that does not match or align with how they want to live their life. You know, some people are quite happy to make a lot less money, live in a smaller house, and, you know, have more free time to travel. And there's 100% absolutely nothing wrong with that. Some people want to make a lot more money because they want to live in a bigger house with a bigger property, you know, and they're okay with the, you know, 1 or 2 weeks a year, and they go on like a really nice vacation. That's great too. You know, it all just depends on what you want. And so no one had these conversations with me growing up. It was just kind of assumed that, you know, you graduate high school, you go to college, and then you get a job, and then you live your life. Like, there was no conversation around, like, you can be in control of what your life looks like. And so I really want to make sure that my kids know that, even at, you know, sixth and seventh grade. I want them to start thinking about, like, just even looking around their own childhood, like, what would they change? What do they like about it? What would they do differently as parents? Because, Jesus, I know I'm not perfect. So, you know, I know that there are things that probably go on that they wish were different. And that's fine. You know, I know one thing my middle child mentioned not that long ago, and, you know, it did kind of upset me a little. He was like, all of my friends live in much nicer houses than we do. And so I don't want to have my friends here. And I was like, what, are you fucking kidding me? But I took a deep breath. Our house was built in the 60s, and a lot of the wallpaper and just a lot about it, like, you can, has not been updated, right? And so when you most of the neighborhoods around us are newer, they've been built within the last, you know, 20 or even 5 years, so everything is, you know, more open and, you know, just very different in terms of style. And we have chosen, like, when we bought the house, we were like, okay, we're gonna make all these changes to the house. And we were really excited about those changes. And we ended up prioritizing other things and just being okay with the house the way that it is, knowing that, you know, we'll make small changes as we can. So we've done a lot of painting, which makes a really big difference. We've taken up the carpets and exposed the hardwood floors. Like, we have done some things. So for me, I was really surprised to hear that, because the house is totally different than what it was when we bought it, but it still does not compare to to the other houses around us. So I'm sure when Nicholas is older, he's going to be looking for a house that is, you know, very stylish, very, you know, updated, those types of things. And that is 100% great for him. It's not at all reflective of how he was, what he was exposed to growing up, and that's fine too. Because, you know, your kids are independent people, and they should be able to make their own choices. Even, you know, when they were little, I can't tell you how many times Timmy went to school in the summertime, and I'm talking, he was like 3 or 4 years old, with winter gloves and a beanie on his head, in his shorts and t-shirt, and little Crocs, because I just, you know, that's how you want to express yourself today. And I don't have the time, the patience, or the energy to argue with you about it. So you look great. Let's go. Anyway, I know I've gotten off topic here, but today is Thursday, June 17th, so I'm getting ready to go ahead and put this episode live for you all today. If you listen today and you want to, you know, follow more along with this adventure, as I like to call them, as we do have a tour tomorrow at a college that he's interested in, and they have a wrestling coach that is interested in working with him. So we're really excited about this opportunity. He and I are heading up there tomorrow for a full day of like a tour. It's from 9 until 3 in the afternoon, so it's going to be a long day because it's a couple hours away. But if you want to follow along for this tour and, you know, more to come, and how we make our decisions and those kinds of things, if this is interesting to you, first of all, let me know if you want more episodes along these sort of lines. And number two, go ahead and make sure that you are connected with me on Instagram so that you can follow along there, and maybe even give me some advice from either your experience or, you know, your personal experience when you are going through this at this stage, or from the parental perspective if you have kids that are around this age and you're going through the same things. I would love to connect with you. So until next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. If you like this, make sure you share it with a girlfriend. And also be sure to tag me on Instagram at Megan Ettinger. I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, unlock your ambition, girl.